Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
No.
Oh, this is Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
How did you get that mixed up?
Looking at the last four digits. Hi, Daniel. Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, Angela, you want to pick up in Genesis 19? Good evening.
Good evening.
Is Miss Allen?
Yes.
Reverend Allen, good evening.
Not the Reverend.
He's not here tonight?
No.
Okay. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, hey, Loretta, how are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Brian.
Hey.
And Hubert.
Greetings, Diana. Shalom, shalom.
All right.
Okay, I'll start reading from Genesis chapter 19. Everyone hear me?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, chapter 19 talks about Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. Two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. My Lord, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night, and then go on your way early in the morning. No, they answered, we will spend the night in the square. But he insisted so strongly that they did not go with him to enter. They did not go with him and enter his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city. Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, no, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you and you can do what you like with them, but don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. Get out of our way, they replied. They said, this fellow came here as an alien, and now he wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them. He kept bringing pressure on Lot, and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so that they could not find the door. Two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here? Sons-in-law, sons or daughter, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place." Outcry to the Lord against his people is so great that he has sent us to this place.
Oh, I think that should do it, sweetie. What did you stop at 14?
At the end of 13.
Okay. Thank you for that reading, Genesis 19, 1 through 13. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Evening.
Hello.
For we shall overcome, because greater is he who is in me than he is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Welcome to the family, the Nellums family weekly prayer service. Tonight is the Be Encouraged group, and we will be coming to you out of God's perspective, what to read when you need comfort. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing on the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for bringing us together again to give you praise and to honor your name. We ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. May you continue to bless this prayer line. We ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our service. We ask that you bind up all demonic spirit, witchcraft, and any other works of the devil, and release the fullness of your Holy Spirit to flood these phone lines. We ask that you direct our heart into the love of you. May God bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, and Brian will do the reading from Matthew 19:26.
Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible."
Brian, let us follow you. Let us follow you. So you're going to lead us out in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus. Looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man. This is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Okay, I think we had Auntie Betty to join in with us.
Yes.
During the reading. I will do a roll call. And if I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Angela, Mom, Daddy Verna, Daniel, Miss Allen, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Brian, and Hubert, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
And you miss Daniel?
I said Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He's praying for me, though.
Amen. Okay, we will go ahead and get started with our program tonight. The Be Encouraged presents God's perspective on what to read when you need comfort. The meaning or definition of comfort is to give strength and hope or to soothe in a time of affliction or distress. Well, this is what God has to say about comfort from these books out of the Bible. And Mom will start reading in Isaiah for us, please.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou waste anger with me. Thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust, and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah Jireh is my strength and my song. He also will become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doing among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom.
Amen.
Next, I have Auntie Carrie reading out of 2 Corinthians. Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, 3 through 7.
Amen.
Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, but may that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comfort of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abound by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is your consolation and salvation which is effectual and enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. Or whether we be comfort, it is your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are the partaker of the suffering, so shall you be also the consolation. May God have a reading and a hearing to the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Auntie Betty reading out of 2 Corinthians also.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6 through 13. It's a God who encouraged those who are discouraged. Encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. His presence was a joy, but so was the news he brought to the encouragement he received from you. When he told us how much you long to see me and how sorry you are for what happened and how loyal you are to me, I was filled with joy. I am not sorry that I sent that letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now I am glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wanted his people to have. So you was not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience lead us away from sin and result in salvation. Therefore, no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lack repentance, result in spiritual death. Just see what this godly sorrow produced in you. Such earnestness, such concern to clear yourself, your indignation, your such alarm, such longing to see me, such zeal and such readiness to punish wrong. You show that you have done everything necessary to make this thing right. My purpose then was not to write about who did the wrong or who was wrong. I wrote to you so that in the sight of God, you should see for yourself how loyal you are to us. We have been greatly encouraged by this. In addition to our own encouragement, we are especially delighted to see how happy Tyler was about the way all of you welcomed him and set his mind at ease. I have told him how proud I was of you, and you didn't disappoint me. I have always told you the truth, and now my boasting of Tyler has also approved truth. Now he cares for you more than ever when he remembers the way all of you obeyed him and welcomed him with such fear and deep respect. I am very happy now because I have completely confidence in you. The word of God for the people of God. I read through verse 16. It was so good I couldn't stop.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next we have Miss Allen reading out of Isaiah.
Right, Isaiah 40th chapter 1-11. Comfort, yes. Comfort my people, said your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her. Her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sin. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make strength in the desert, a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought down. The crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough place smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its leavenness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the peoples are grass, the grass withers, the flowers fade. But the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who brought good tidings, get up into the up into the high mountain, Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Said to the cities of Judea, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his word before him. He will feed his flocks like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead them who are with youngins. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. And I will pick up in Jeremiah 31:10. And it goes on to say, listen to this message from the Lord, you nations of the world, and publish it abroad. The Lord who scattered his people will gather them back together again and watch over them as a shepherd does his flock. He will save Israel from those who are too strong for them. They shall come home and sing songs of joy upon the hills of Zion and shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, the good crops, the wheat, the wine, and the oil, and the healthy flocks and herds. Their life shall be like a watered garden, and all their sorrows shall be gone. The young girls will dance for joy, and men folks, old and young, will take their part in all the fun. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them and make them rejoice, for their captivity with all its sorrows will be behind them. I will feast the priests with the abundance of offering brought to them at the temple. I will satisfy my people with my bounty, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was the reading out of Jeremiah 31:10-14. Okay, that concludes our books on the topic of what to read when you need comfort. And I do believe that we will go right into second shut-ins. Am I correct?
Yeah, before we do, Loretta, we had someone else join. Was that Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Sorry I'm late.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please.
Our Father, we come to you in humble faith and in prayer. We lay before you every burden and care for our friends and family. Sonia Nellum, Carol Nellum, Malachi and Don, Billy Mitchell, Hunty Vastai, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Karen Favors, Ms. Waters and family, Lizzie and the Zeke family, Jeanette Williams, Pamela Haynes, Laidler, your January Cohen family, and mother. Remain Darth Clinton King family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, save us, strengthen us each and every day. Be our protection from the assault and attack from the enemy. When our spirit grows weary, let your word and spirit revive us. Guide us, O Lord, and keep us from our sins and wrong thinking. We trust you, Lord, to bring us through every danger and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray, and God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Next, we have birthdays for the week of December 2nd through the 8th. And I didn't have anyone on my list. So if anyone's birthday is between the 2nd and the 8th. Okay, it's someone's birthday.
So, Hubert, would you do the honor of singing the birthday song for us, please?
Yes, I will. Greetings, everyone.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening. I would like to say happy birthday to Takunde Warren. It was my teachers back in 1980 from the legendary twin magician, black twin magician, Tim and Tom. And he has passed away now. He left behind a son. And his name.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Happy Earth Day to ya. Happy Earth Day to ya. Happy Earth Day. And may many more to come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless Allah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Thank you. Okay, now we're at the part where we have the praise and testimony, songs are poem, and what I'll do is just go down the list, and if you have something else you would like to share, do so. If not, just say pass. First I have on my list is, Mom, is there anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to attempt to sing this song.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way goes me wrong, precious Lord, lean on me. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, and let thy fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen.
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 Aretha.
Aretha in the house tonight.
Amen. I need to sign a contract.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that,
amen.
Mom. Okay, next I have Daniel. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, I guess I'll come back to him. Auntie Carrie, anything you want to share?
Pass.
Okay. Angela?
Yeah.
just want to share a passage from Psalms 136:1.
Amen.
It's called Thanksgiving for God's Enduring Love. Dear Lord, how excellent is thy name. How wonderful is thy great majesty and thy divine wisdom. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. I find no meaningful life apart from thee, Lord. I have determined to continue to put all my trust in thee, Lord. Regardless of the situation or circumstance, I desire to be thy servant forever in obedience. Help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyfully receive the fruit of all the promises you have made to us. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your Lord, your love endures forever. Without you, Lord, we could not move beyond simple trust to a faith that surpasses all human understanding and sacrifice. I praise thee and lift thee up for all thou hast given me, so that my life is not in vain. Give God my feet, Lord, and make me like one of your faithful servants who have come and gone before me, who have pressed forth the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Make me a willing participant in the unfolding revelation that is your love in your way. We give thanks to you for your love endures forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Daniel, do you have anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to read out a Destiny Nightwalk. It's called Stupid Technology or something. I'm going to read out that verse. Well, I'm going to read a little bit from already. Okay, sometimes the gift of the Holy Spirit is presented, but we don't speak it in tongues because the Holy Spirit is more than a language. He's a person. If we are hungry and thirsty for the Spirit, we will drink him. We will drink of him and quench our hunger and our thirst. In the book of Acts, believers emptied themselves because every one of them in the flesh was somehow messing up God's plan. Jesus had to take them out of themselves and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Then in Acts 4, says, as they prayed, the place was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why would the same folks in Acts 2 who had been filled with the Spirit have to get more? Chapter 4. Sometimes in ministry, you may be doing the work of God. Perhaps you are on the board of the church board. For example, there's no place in the world of God that gives you authority to tell the preacher what to do if you are on the board. God has not anointed you to be a caretaker of the gate. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, next I have Brian. Anything you want to share with the group tonight? I'm sorry, Brian, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay. Let's see, Miss William, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Let me share Psalms 124, verses 1 through 8. And
Amen.
Before I share that, I'd like to praise and thank the Lord for taking my daughter Denise to for her surgery on her foot, and she's doing quite well. Thank each of you for your prayers.
Amen.
And ask your continuous prayer in Jesus' name. Okay, Psalms 124, verse 1 through 8. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel not say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The streams which have gone over our soul, then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Next I have up is Hubert. You would like to share something with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to first give thanks for your prayers for Ms. Pamela Haynes. Her surgery went well, and she is doing fine in her recovery right now.
Amen.
And I would like to read from the book of Psalms, Psalms 24, 1 through 10. You know, by grace I am saved. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be in his sight. You know, when we received Jesus Christ into our heart as Lord, we became Lord over our life. Because when I was going in and I was going out, and he also became our Savior. That's like a two-part blessing freely from God. So loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. I read. Psalms 24, a song of David. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in valor. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Bless you, Allah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Hubert. Next I have Miss Allen. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
Love something.
Amen.
Okay. God's Spirit made us. Love, happy, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, and self-controlling. There is no law against behaving any other of these ways. And because we belong to Christ Jesus, we have killed our selfishness, feeling, and desire. God's Spirit has given us life, and so we shall follow the Spirit. But don't be conceived or make others jealous by claiming to be better than they are. Amen.
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 Okay, Miss Auntie Betty, anything you want to ask the group? Okay, Daddy Werner.
Yes, Mama.
Amen.
Man. Yeah, I got a little testimony.
Okay.
I would like to say how good God is to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. He's good to me. He let me sleep all night last night. Mm-hmm. He didn't let no crawling creature come in my mouth, mm-hmm. and my ear, and the slobber in my mouth. He didn't let me get choked.
Mm-hmm.
He woke up this morning. Another beautiful day that he had made. And he let me rejoice and be glad in it. And then he allowed me to get ready to go to Sunday school and morning worship. And he allowed me
to come back home and go to
communion. He allowed me to take communion, which is the Lord's Supper, we call it. And he brought me back home. And my lovely and beautiful wife, we had lunch and communicated with each other and enjoyed each other. He allowed me to get up on the prayer line to listen to all our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay,
yep.
I would assume that completes our round table. And next we have the Serenity Prayer, which would be presented to us by Brian. And Brian, you are the leader, and we're following you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The serenity to accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the
difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, before we go to the closing, I would like to ask if there anything anyone else would like to share before we do the closing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hubert will be coming to us out of Psalms 23. Everyone would bow their head, please.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 23, a song of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray to God that there was something shared in God's words on conference that would help us through our busy week. I say, let go and let God. Amen.
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 Amen. Next week is an open session, so please come prepared to share God's good news. May God continue to bless this prayer line and everyone that is a part of this service. May God bless America and other nations, and allow his words to be your guidance this week. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed week, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Hey, sweetie, you want to talk later? That concludes Danellen's Family Weekly Prayer Service. Everyone have a blessed week. Good night. Angela?
Yeah, I'm going
to
hang up.
Okay, you want me to call you later? Or are we going to talk tomorrow?
Let me call you right back.
Okay. All right. Love you.